At the end of your life, what will be your legacy? What will you leave behind for future generations? For the world, join the world messenger, Isabella Lundberg. Each week as she brings you a new distinguished guest from the business, sports, or entertainment world to share their success, their struggles, and their lessons. They will share their insights into current hot topics that affect everyone. Isabella facilitates an intimate, vulnerable environment to find the true value of humanity and real leadership. Are you ready for your legacy? The legacy that matters?
Navigating the future of work and leadership? How is this even possible to embrace with this such a tremendous change and transformation? It's one of the biggest questions I'm being asked in the recent months. Hi, everyone. It's Isabella Lundberg, the World Messenger, and I'm inviting you for another epic episode of Legacy Leader Show. I'm super thrilled to share quickly what I've discovered and why it's so important to really look at how do we navigate the future? What can we do today to have a better future tomorrow? As well as obviously how what implications it's going to have on work, on leadership, but ultimately, what are the tools or key drivers to make that happen? Why embracing change and transformation is crucial more than ever? I'm sure you've been thinking through this already. I addressed this not only in my more recent Forbes article, in my column of leadership, specifically providing very provocative, transformative way of thinking, which I find that a lot of organizations are really feeling stuck. Why do they feel stuck? Because magnitude of change that is happening, that is definitely being reactive, not proactive, people are getting super, super fatigued. They're tired. They truly just simply don't have any more in them. One of the factors that is affecting them tremendously is obviously lack of emotional capacity. It's great to have emotional intelligence and intelligence itself to be really savvy and to do your work. What do you specialize in? Why you are there? But if you're also coming in and with attitude that I can't take another email, memo, or meeting or discussion of why and what we need to change already puts a lot of pressure, resentment, and creates a lot of strained relationships in already fragmented C-suites with a lot of siloed types of behavior. And when we a lot of times don't know what one department is doing versus other, and that siloed mentality and culture, it's hindering not only currently how survival, but also future growth. How organizations can effectively be sustained. Sustainability is a major, major driver by so many companies, specifically Fortune 500. The larger, the bigger you are, you have such an incredible need and demand and pressure. As a result, we're seeing something unprecedented happening for 2024, when things should be going in the direction of exponential growth. We're seeing a lot of companies are stalling. A lot of companies are doing layoffs. A lot of companies are thinking short term instead of long term. They're trimming whatever they can just to show and inflate or position their bottom line figures. But what they're not really recognizing and looking, how is their organizational structure looking today? And what are key pivotal roles that are going to not only help them to maintain, but also help them to sustain and project the growth they're anticipating in months to come. For first quarter, for a lot of companies, they're maybe not where they needed to be in terms of targets. But the question is, what is change with those particular targets financially or in terms of power, skill sets, and their people to really able to look at trajectory and projection, what this is going to look like Q1 versus Q2 or Q3, and ultimately, how are you going to exit Q4 and end of the year? So let's deep dive in why navigating the future of work and leadership is important and why we cannot do that without embracing change and being ready to truly transform. You all guys hear so much about the future work and leadership is obviously exposed in an unprecedented time. It's everything is speeding up. It's faster than ever. Things are changing. And exponential opportunities are obviously there. If we look at and focus on those and tap into them, you might be surprised what results could be created. Specifically, as we navigate through these transformations, it's important to really look at how is it technology shifts and workforce demographics and refinement of traditional work environments really profoundly shaping how do we lead and frankly, how do we operate? And as a result, it's going to also show how effective we are in terms of our performance and where that performance is going to lead us ultimately to provide those results that we desire. Because those results cannot happen if we're not really looking and understanding cause and effects and root causes of some of these drivers that are making change and transformation more effective and more proactive. Would you agree with that? So let's take a look. We're obviously going through infusion of digital innovations, a lot of digital footprint everywhere, a lot of rise of remote and hybrid work models are definitely there. Some companies are mandating, I want a people on site, but they don't necessarily have these amazing appealing environments where people actually that are coming on site that really foster great culture and working environment specifically conducive for such a diverse types of teams, right? Are they working and what the best models are? Is a hybrid still the way to go? Or is it remote something that we should be preserving? Because that will be changing depending on leadership, industry, and organization you're talking to. But ultimately, if employees or your amazing, most biggest asset, your talent, is still preferring remote work and without minimizing or increasing actually the risk, maybe it's opportunity also to revisit why are you mandating right now? And is the best interest for you, your organization, and ultimately your biggest asset, your talent? So what does new normal look like in the business world today? It's comparing oranges and apples, right? Because some organizations are definitely seeing that remote is still the way to go. Some would love to see hybrid and some flexibility because they believe that it's very important to have at least some face interactions. And some are gung-ho because they believe that everybody needs to come back in office to justify not only paying this brick mortar, obviously, fees to maintain those businesses and doors open. They also believe that's going to impact tremendously their performance. So as a result, we're seeing shifts and challenges and conflicts that are coming from leadership that are also ranking in prioritization, but also forcing them to rethink their strategic approaches, as well as obvious opportunity to demand more agility, adaptability, as a result, also more change and transformation. So if you're one of those that are very fatigued by change and you don't want to transform because it's a long-term commitment, it's really crucial for leadership to do a couple of things, to really be able to ask proper questions and listen. Because people will share, first of all, when they trust and they know that you are coming with best intentions. And by demonstrating not only the trust, your empathetic, collaborative, and inclusive leadership, you might be able to actually find some tremendous solutions that are not going to be cookie cutter, but are actually very much so hybrid for your environment that will ultimately give you everything you need. Ready and able workforce that wants to help with the change, wants to be part of the change, and wants to drive much needed transformation. So through my exposure, working in environments of many Fortune 500 companies, I wanted to really bring something specifically before and during, obviously, pandemic. We've seen strategic and operational changes that are reflected in these crucial ways. We also really see more than ever need for employee-employer relationship reset. And what this really means is that the opportunity to really understand where employer is coming from, as well where employees coming from, and how do we can establish dialogue in two-way street, which, because again, scales tipped in very different direction depending who you ask into. And if that relationship does not get reset, it's going to create a more friction and is going to, as a result, create behavior that is not going to be favorable to leaders nor organizations. More and more, we also see opportunity for second aspect of it, which is why global workers stress and employee engagement, where this is within your environment. We're seeing the stress as being ultimately one of the highest right now. And even though it's a post-COVID, you would think that things start diminishing because, again, it's another change, another shift, another pressure, another expectation, because we already changed and adapted in a different ways how we work from home, how do we take care of friends, family, children, whatever might be happening in your personal life, but then also how do we also operate and function very effectively with the coworkers and how we get our things done. And now going through that again is specific on such a short notice, affecting not only people's well-being, but is also affecting productivity. So despite all of this slow recovery in engagement that we're still seeing between talent and teams, at least we have opportunity to really look at organizations with higher work involvement and how did they design and implement organizational change that can really make a tremendous shift. And brings always back to one component, how this work stress can go down and how you can increase employment engagement. So when you have both of those cap, stress high, engagement poor, it's very going to be challenging to make a shift that is needed to bring that balance, right? Especially if we're not talking to our people. I've seen this mistake over and over repeated again and again. Organizations need to balance the aspects to ensure healthy and productive workforce. And the first again step starts with what? Listening. The third component that I found that is huge, which I mentioned earlier, it's truly restoring trust in leadership. Even though you may not be feeling that you have to do that because you don't see on surface anything that indicates that, trust is being in declining, specifically during the pandemic and now with leaders making specific demands, expectations, decisions that others were not involved or not included or just being simply told, it's not going to obviously turn out well. It's not just enough to have a clear communication to support change and sustainability and confidence in the future and painting the picture. Obviously, those are the vital components, but require so much more because again, for your talent and team to feel fully trusted, to rebuild the trust, not only going to take a time, but is going to take extra effort from you guys. So now it's also important to look at the fourth component that I found that it's been really ultra challenging. And we're seeing things, how they're affecting not only on the layer of leadership that I mentioned earlier, but now how they're affecting from layer of the management. Managers are obviously going through their own challenges, and I'm seeing some interesting trend that it's called management squeeze. And if you're not familiar with that, really look at what it means, because right now so many managers are feeling that they're truly being squeezed between more and more responsibility as specifically people are being laid off, taking much more bigger scope of what they're trying to manage, as well also the lead and all, and ever increasing responsibilities that are definitely pushing that threshold of their emotional capacity of how much more they truly can humanly handle, right? And then exponential organizational changes. So when you have less managers, more changes happening and increased responsibility, what you have is definitely inherited burnout, as well as less effective leadership, and also environment that is going to affect not only the culture, but also team and talent dynamics. But you will be also surprised about the fifth point. I found that organizations that are looking long-term hybrid work strategies can really help with this management squeeze, because organizations need to develop long-term strategies and very reasonable thresholds, right? Where they're going, what they're trying to cover, and how much they wanted to do, and then how a hybrid work can really help to stabilize the workforce and also help with these trends that we're seeing right now, affected performance, as well as turnaround, layoffs, voluntary departures, etc. And then we have an additional component that I think it's important to look at. How do we actually streamline everything through very cohesive engagement? And how can we leverage it with really awesome strategies there? Because right now we have opportunities where we've seen a lot of organizations are leveraging digital tools, a lot of automation, and they're increasing right now all kinds of ways of streamlining employee engagement and strategic approaches through those avenues. But what's really important, it is to integrate engagement initiatives with systems that really can communicate through different channels or preferred channels that that employees are telling it's feeling very comfortable and that can be better understood with higher efficiency, more effectiveness, but frankly also put everyone at ease and give opportunity to build something that everyone can do better. Even the best high performing teams can do better. Guess what that is? Build a united workforce. So many organizations that claim that they have figured all this out and leveraging great strategies and implementation with amazing tactics and great leadership still have tremendous opportunity because of the growth, contraction, expansion, change in the makeup of teams as well, the cultural DNA. It's really important to really look at building a unified workforce in terms of how we come and work together, stepping away from those silos and subcultures and sub little pods and whatnot, to really focus on and drive in the same direction of those goals, values, mission, especially when we're dealing with a digital first working world right now that we're in. And we're not looking through that lens. Emphasis, obviously, we're seeing so many organizations are pushing for is around diversity, equity, inclusion, but also it is around growing, helping, fostering sense of belonging, providing sense of safety, and obviously creating a high satisfaction. How many organizations, if we will assess them today, would pass their talent and team's sense of safety, belonging, and satisfaction? You will be surprised what some statistics are saying. When I conducted something recently, I was really, for me, it was eye-opening because I honestly thought things were different, but unfortunately, a lot of times, even us who are seeing quite a bit from organization to organization, can be really, again, exposed more to things that we kind of keep a pulse on, right? And have to say that I was surprised how things actually been worse than even a leadership team anticipated and expected based on some recent surveys that they did with their teams. That is very telling, isn't it? And lastly, I really want us to kind of circle back how everything ties back together. And really what is important besides those building a united workforce that I mentioned, it's also important to really look at to build culture of continuous learning and feedback. You will be amazed how many still people don't know to provide effective, constructive feedback as well to receive one. Having also chance and opportunity for learning. I know it's been tough last few years. I know that economy is being slowing down. A lot of people are on the fence, a lot of risk, a lot of financial implications. But if you did not use and leverage that time to build your workforce or establish yourself as authority in a specific industry or product or service, you miss the boat and that gap is getting bigger and bigger. Bringing top talent, but not be able to leverage and utilize them or be able to continue invest in their growth. It's really going to affect you in the future. So not only present moment, but in the future. So it's very important to look at through that as well. And how do you might be doing some of that? It's going to help you to stop worrying on attrition issues. You're going to be able to, as a result, reduce attrition, and you're going to be able to elevate engagement. And also you're going to help everybody in your staff to increase and embrace technology. Isn't it an amazing driver? Or just that alone, those two components, plus how much more do you going to be appealing as a result of that opportunity to different generations, specifically Gen Zs, for example? So again, if you're not investing in continuous learning, feedback, you can't expect higher engagement. You cannot expect to minimize attrition. You cannot expect to have high performance. And also, if you're not providing tools and learning about tools, specifically right now, we're seeing tremendous demand and need for what? Artificial intelligence. Where are those courses? Where are those governance or leadership take on? What do we are doing? What can we and cannot be doing internally? What can we and cannot be doing in terms of delivering services to our clients? All of that will be solved. So in the end, right now we're facing one of the biggest impacts in our workforce and workforce roles due to one factor that truly nobody saw coming, which is artificial intelligence. And as a result, we're seeing so many things shifted dramatically, put us immediately in trajectory of change, put us immediately in trajectory of transformation, because even those changes keep incrementally shifting on daily, weekly, monthly basis, ultimately transformation and transformed habits, transform the roles, transform the IT departments, transform the marketing, transform so much, right? It's like, oh my God, we need to learn this. We need to ask that. Who is in charge? Who knows where, how this is going to play out? Is more questions than answers. Wouldn't you agree? So it's very important to emphasize where the unique capacities or unique capabilities are. Where is that unique capacity and also capability of your workers, of your and versus the demand, right? And how we can do some of those things differently. So in closing, I just wanted to leave you with importance that these changes have profound effects. And you are in driver's seat as a leader where you can really feel, are you going to be proactive about it? Or are you going to be reactive about it? And then how is this going to be changing overall organizational life day to day? And if you're in a specific leadership role or aspire to be in one, how you are going to proactively shape that change and transformation within your organization.
Thank you for listening to Legacy Leader Show. If you enjoyed the content and had a positive experience, then please leave us a positive rating. In addition, leave us a positive review whenever you are listening on whatever platform there might be. Make sure your friends and family also know about the benefit and value that we provide and what we have to offer. Cheers.